I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. A bad attitude. We are live in the Magic City Studios, and for all the boys around across the room, to do what some granny loves, a little KO Kush before she goes to bed. By that indica push in New York City. The big apple people, Justin Plaza, bye, shake it. There you go. You like that version? Did you like that version, Carver Hot?
I gotta say, that version right there, there was two things that happened in that version. First of all, it was probably one of the quickest times I ever heard you do the beginning. You're going super fast just trying to get through it. And then not getting to not really crossing the finish line with all the lines. Like, it was like a combo meal right there. Real fast out of the gate. It was like a sprinter at the Olympics who comes flying out and then just falls and just the whole thing just doesn't happen. But I thought it was still
pulls up.
Good.
Pulls up lame. Yeah, I just don't have it in me.
That's okay.
I just didn't want to do it. I don't want to do it. So, I mean, I'm done with it. Like, tonight, I'm done. I already did it today. I do it every effing day. And sometimes I get sick and tired of doing it.
Maybe you should just do something different at night.
Maybe I should.
Like an entire new thing. Like something completely different than the afternoon.
Jeez. I mean, I'll have to mull that over in terms of you know, my creative juices aren't flowing right now. I guess enough to start a new version of a night show with songs and everything. You remember the Pharrell Baller song? That one was so good, I forgot how to sing it. Like, I had it down. Like, Chob knows how to sing it. And the Pharrell Ballers, because they're taller than the others and their mothers.
I didn't know there was a Pharrell Ballers song.
Never shaved their whiskers.
I didn't know they had a song.
Yeah, the Pharrell Ballers have always had a song. When we started winning championships, I came up with a song to upset everyone. It upsets everyone. I mean, it's automatic. I mean, it's so funny seeing all these guys, like, what they've gone through to try to beat us, like, uniforms, jerseys. One team, was a ringer team. They brought in all these black dudes from Paramus, New Jersey, to beat us. And they did beat us. And one guy paid all their membership and league fees. It was only about $20,000 for him to put the team together. And we spent $100. They spent $20,000 to beat us. And we spent $100. Like, how much of a loser do you have to be? I mean, I've always wondered this. How much of a loser do you have to be the guy that is so desperate to win a rec league title that you spend $20,000 of your money every season for four seasons just so you can beat a bunch of old dudes called the Pharrell Ballers. I mean, you're a desperate schmo. Yeah, I mean, you got to be like, you have to be such a loser. Like, you have nothing else in your life. Clearly, when you like, I wouldn't spend $500 on like a basketball team that plays a bunch of washed up, wrecked, ballers. Are you kidding me? Welcome my radio affiliates to the show. There's so many I can't keep track of. Anyway, welcome to the show. So you got to be a loser, Carver High. You got to be a loser. You just have to be. Like, there's winners, there's losers. And even when I lose championship games, my team's still a bunch of winners. I mean, when you've won as many as we've won and you've lost as many as we've lost, title games, you make it to the title game, that means you carve your way through the league year in, year out, season, four seasons a year, and you carve your way through and just make 18 championship games. I'm like the Celtics. I mean, you honestly, it's like, it's embarrassing. So you got to be a loser if you pay 20 grand to put a basketball team together to try to beat a team that's, you know, the reigning, you know, 18-time finalists. I mean, that's what it gets to the point where people are like, can you imagine? Because the brothers, not one of them paid a dollar because none of them could afford it. I mean, I'm just telling the truth. There isn't one of them that's a member. So if they were so rich, they'd be a member, right? They'd play and pay the freight. But not one of them ever was a member. They just paid. This one guy paid for all of them to be there. And they never went any other time. They just showed up on Wednesdays to play us. You're a loser. I don't care if you listen, don't like me, hate me, swing at me, punch me. I'll kick your face in. I don't care who you are. You got to be a loser. Like, there's no way that you can do that and not be a loser. I mean, come on, Carver High.
I agree. It seems like they went out after you and they just couldn't get it done. No good. Didn't work.
Did get it done. They beat us four times, but they spent $80,000 doing it. And they were really good, but we lost them by 8-6-4-2. And it went from 8-6-4-2. We got them within two in the last title game we lost to them. I mean, then we never saw any of them ever again. I guess the guy ran out of money. So the reason we're talking about this at the beginning of the show is because the Thursday night football game sucks so bad. When we come back, though, we'll start talking about the game that sucks so bad. The Patriots are up 13-0 on Matt Ryan, who's running for his life tonight. He's all banged up on a bench. That was as close as we could get to Van Halen 5150 here at Sports Grid.
That's Eddie's long lost cousin, Marvin Van Halen, doing that riff. Marvin Van Halen.
Marvin's Garage band. They play locally for $500 for 3 hours. So 13-0 Patriots tonight in Atlanta. They're in the third with 7 minutes left. Before I talk about what I think of this game, which is terrible, go back to the Super Bowl with me, Carver High, and tell me what you thought when we were, weren't we sitting there doing this? I think we were in Vegas.
You were with Mafia for that one. The Super Bowl I was with you in Vegas was the Eagle Patriots Super Bowl. I was there for that one.
So tell me, what did you think when you were watching at home in Strong Island at the Mob Bar?
Yeah.
The Falcons were up 25 points at the half. And then what happened?
Well, two things happened. Tom Brady happened and Kyle Shanahan happened. That's pretty much what happened in the second half. I was absolutely stunned. I was pumped up. Of course, I was on Atlanta. I would never in my life bet on the Patriots in a Super Bowl or root for them for that matter. So, of course, I was pumped when the Falcons built such a huge lead and then had to sit there and watch it all evaporate over like an hour and a half span in the second half
And then just to, even worse, just watch him win it in overtime. Like the only team ever to win a Super Bowl in overtime. I mean, just it was just the most miserable thing ever. Like they haven't won enough. They got to go and now win it like this. Just awful.
It was awful. I remember specifically I was in Vegas, right, doing the party at the D at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. 5,000 deep.
Ball to the house. Go.
Oh, are you kidding me? Did he just get hizzied?
No, they did tackle him, but then the Falcons have a little life here. A little life from the Falcons as the Patriots were driving. Mac throws a pick.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised he threw the pick because he's been so deadly accurate tonight. It was a risky pass. And Terrell Jr. picked it off. I thought the kid looked good tonight throwing the ball. At one point, he was 11 of 12. He's all over the place hitting everybody, throwing great passes. That was just a bad pass. It is what it is. I didn't think it was a bad pass. I thought it was a risky pass. You know, he took a chance into coverage. Anyway, here's what I remember. I'm doing this bash. 5,000 deep. Place is crazy lit. Everybody's drunk. Everybody's high.
Tremendous.
I mean, just like debauchery. People having sex in porta potties. I'm not even kidding. It was just unbelievable. I'm standing there and I'm watching this party. I'm in the VIP section with Derek and everybody. Derek Stevens, the owner. I'm in this roped off VIP section and I'm sitting there watching the fans because it was a scene. And I'm sitting there watching them, and they were going crazy. I mean, these Atlanta fans were going crazy. They were popping champagne bottles. They were smoking blunts. They were making out with people they didn't even know. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. And then I'm sitting there because I bet on the Patriots. And I'm sitting there. In the second half, watching this thing unravel and watching them blow this game. And I was like, and when it wasn't even close yet, I was like, they're going to win. Because Atlanta's just standing around on their heels waiting for this to happen. They're just going backwards. And then sure enough, Brady beats them. I'll just save time here. And I mean, you could have heard a pin drop at this party. I mean, the people that were celebrating were slumped over in their chairs. And I mean, they couldn't even talk. They were vomiting. They were cussing at, blaming Shanahan. They were blaming Matt Ryan. They were embarrassed. They were, I think, in a realm of never seeing anything like that before in their life. And I was just sitting there with my jaw dropped open going, I mean to tell you, the same people that were partying and popping champagne, Veuve Clicquot, they were motionless. They were frozen in time like Madame Tussauds wax dolls. And the party ended with a thud because, I mean, I was the first one in line to cash the ticket of the Patriots. I ran across the street to cash the ticket because the kiosks you could bet at for the game or everywhere, but you had to collect at the window, right? So I went over to, and I was leaving on a red-eye flight. So I cashed my ticket, and I went up to my suite, got my stuff, and went to the airport and left. But I've never seen anything like it. I've never in my life seen anything like it. Now, I've never seen a tie, and I saw a tie. I went to see the Steelers-Lions. Saw a tie. I'd never seen that before live and in person. But there's nothing I've ever seen that compares in the NFL to the Patriots coming back from 25 down at the half in the Super Bowl and winning in overtime. I've never seen anything like it. Name one time, Carver Hyde, that there's ever been anything like that happen in the NFL.
No, still the
25-point halftime lead in the Super Bowl and you win.
Because of the stage that it was on, there's nothing that compares to it. It just isn't.
And what's funny is that, in my opinion, the Falcons have never recovered from it.
They sure haven't.
The organization.
I agree. They have absolutely never recovered.
And Matt Ryan's career has never been the same. He just doesn't matter anymore. I know they keep trying to sell you Matt Ryan on Fox. Well, and they keep telling you he's still a great quarterback. And every weekend on CBS or Fox or whatever it is, NBC, doesn't matter. Same thing. They all tell you he's still got it. 36 years old, still got it, still got it. He has it about as much as Ben Roethlisberger has it. How's that for an opinion? I mean, honestly, like, what does Matt Ryan do ever? I mean, I know what he's like, been... even if he wins this game tonight, I still say he sucks.
I know what he's been doing since that Super Bowl. Losing.
Losing.
That's what he's been doing since that Super Bowl.
Now. He's not quite as slow as Roethlisberger, but he's one step faster than him. That's it.
I saw some people...
His escapability is one or two steps.
I saw some people suggest that maybe he could be, you know, the stopgap replacement for Roethlisberger next year in Pittsburgh.
I want nothing to do with him. I swear to God, on my mother's grave, I'd rather have Mason Rudolph. I'm not even kidding.
I know you're not.
I'm not even kidding, because I can tell you what. That guy, who I think is average, very average. I mean, average at best. At best. But he can throw the ball, and he can run. And he was in trouble in that game against Detroit a couple of times, and he ran away from a pass rush in the pocket and got outside and took off running and ran for 20 yards. And he did it a couple times. And I was like, I'm sitting at the game going, this guy's faster than Roethlisberger has ever been, and he can get away from trouble better than Roethlisberger ever did. He just can't take a hit like Roethlisberger could take a hit. Because when he gets hit, he flies across the room. But Roethlisberger, early in his career, his first 10 years, he could take a hit like no quarterback and not go down. It was unbelievable for all of us. So the Falcons picked off Terrell Jr., picked off the pass by Mac Jones. They get down deep into the Patriots' end. I mean, they got to the red zone. They got down to about the 20-yard line, and then it was fourth and one, and basically third and one and fourth and one. And they stopped them on both plays. Both run right up the middle. Just yep. Horrible. There's nothing I hate worse.
Sick.
In the NFL, then the go-to play of all offensive coordinators and coaches in the league is run the ball up the middle. I mean, and it never, ever works. You can't tell me it works. What if you're off tackle, if you're sweeping, it works. If you're going straight up the middle, it doesn't work. Matt Canada does it all the time with Najee Harris. I said that today on Coast to Coast. He pounds him up the middle. The guy gets absolutely obliterated every time he does it. And you wonder, how long is he going to last in the NFL taking these shots? Now, the Patriots have the ball again, and it's still 13-0, and it's the end of the third quarter. So it really is unbelievable watching this team. Even when they're afforded opportunities, Carver High, they do nothing with them. I want to get into this now just for a second. The Lions, right? So I go to the game, and they tie the Steelers, my worst nightmare, because, as you know, I think the Lions are the worst franchise in football. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's had more success than them. You know, everyone, even the lowly Texans, they've had more success. They went to the playoffs a bunch of times. What franchise is worse than them? Jacksonville, maybe?
Even Jacksonville, since their inception in 95 or 96, whatever that was, they've made what? Two AFC title games? Three AFC yep. title games? I mean, they haven't gone to Super Bowl, but they've made title games. Lions haven't.
So what I'm driving at here is that I'm at this game and they tie the Steelers. I'm like, this is my worst nightmare. Because I can't stand them. I don't care about them to like even say I can't stand them. Like, they don't matter. And I'm at the game, and literally there were three Lions fans in the entire 70,000 people. I saw two guys in Lions jerseys, and then there was the drunk asshat that I told you sat next to my seat and imitated me for 4 hours. Just kept screaming in a you know, gravelly voice, trying to imitate me and make fun of me. And he thought he was really funny. And all the drunk people around him thought he was really funny. But I never acknowledged the dude once. I didn't even look at him. I didn't say a word. I just minded my own business. I'm not interested in dealing with losers. I don't care if you don't like me. I don't care if you don't like my voice. I don't care for 1 second about you at all, ever, never will. And I'll be back again for the rest of the games. If you want to say something to me, I'll stick my fist down your throat. And I said it on the air earlier this week. I'll say it again. I'm warning you. You're dealing with someone that's crazy. I'll break all your teeth out of your mouth. I'll put your face in cement and smash your eyeballs out of your head. You're just barking up the wrong tree, bro. I'm the dirtiest person you ever met in your life. You just don't know it yet. So I'm giving you fair warning. Push the right button, and you're going to get it. And then to have them tie that team, and I know you've heard me say this crazy stuff before, Carver High, and you're like, here he goes again talking about violence. I'm warning you. My problem isn't with that guy. I don't care if he talks about me all day. My problem is, and this is the truth, my problem is that because of that guy and because of those two other fans and because of that tie, I now have to spend another Thanksgiving day watching the Mother Pharrell and Detroit Lions on my television set for 4 hours while I sit with people I don't even like and pretend like I have to like them. Relatives, family, visitors, everybody comes around, like, you know, they got to spend time with the Pharrells, and let's all sit around the fire and watch the Lions again. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me that I got to watch this team again, who I just sat and listened to some drunk guy imitate me for 4 hours because you're such a loser? Anyone that does that's got to be a loser. Again, like the other guy I talked about tonight, I'm just exposing all losers on this show. And I'm right. And it's obvious I'm right. Like the story I did about the basketball guy, that's automatic. Yeah, ding, ding, I win. And a guy imitating me for 4 hours in a freezing rainstorm at a football game because you're such a loser, like you think you're funny. Ding, ding, I'm right again. You're a loser. I don't do these things to people. I don't walk around acting like I'm anybody special ever. Carver High knows it's true. I'm normal, blah, blah, blah. But the one thing he knows I can't stand in life more than anything else, there's nothing else that gets to me more than watching the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, you know, people sit around, they drink, and they smoke weed, and they just can't wait for that turkey. And it smells so good in the house, and all that stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, and all heavy rolls, apple pie, pumpkin pie, Edwards pies, cranberries. It's all happening. Tito's, J-Mo, Johnny, Doobies. All happening, beer, Guinness, and then 12 o'clock rolls around, and here come the Pharrell and Lions again. I got to watch the Detroit Lions play on Thanksgiving Day. I am sick and tired of it.
It's actually
the worst thing that it shouldn't happen in America.
Now, I've always defended this position that, you know, it's tradition. The Lions and the Cowboys have to play on Thanksgiving. That's the way that it is. It's the way it's always been. And you're just going to have to deal with it. But I will say this. This year might be the year that turns me around. Because not only do you have to watch the Lions and the Bears on the early game on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, the Bears suck. I mean, you know it. The Bears, Justin Fields, the whole deal. They're awful. So not only do you got to deal with that, but now you're going to have some guy named Tim Boyle potentially
playing quarterback for the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, Tim Boyle. I mean that guy. You know, that's my butcher down the block.
You remember
Tim Boyle?
They've had it before. Who's the guy? Baugh?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That was like last year, wasn't it? The guy.
Oh
Baugh.
My God! Like honestly, like. And this is, now, and these are the games that they invented gambling for. Are these Listen, games? It's just.
I remember the greatest game ever on Thanksgiving Day was when this guy Williams ran back the kickoff in overtime or whatever for the Bears to beat the Lions. Do you remember that one, 100-yard kickoff return?
I think I do remember that.
That was the
overtime.
Greatest Thanksgiving game ever against the Chicago Bears, and the Bears beat them.
That was a pretty high-scoring game, too. A good game.
There's something about it. I don't know.
But they'll usually give you somebody that you want to watch, like against the Lions. Like you'll get the Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
Steelers.
You'll get somebody that
remember,
you want to watch.
Do you remember the robbery in Detroit at the Thanksgiving game when the coin flip in overtime?
Oh my God!
With Bettis and them. Do you remember?
Yes. I remember that one. The Bettis coin flip game.
The people, it's so bad.
Did you see the pick this loser just threw? I mean, honestly, is this guy serious?
It's so bad in Detroit that the NFL even tries to fix the games, right? So that the Lions, you know, would win once every decade. And it's always something like the ref. I mean, how corrupt was the ref in the Steeler coin flip game where everyone and their brother, the whole world, everyone, I mean, the entire world, it's got to be embarrassing for the NFL to know that, you know, 30 million people are watching and everyone knows the coin flip was wrong. And the guy still stands by it, that it's right. And they give him the ball. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. He fixed the game. So anyway, here's the deal. I don't believe they should be on Thanksgiving Day anymore. It's got to end. It's got to stop. And let me tell you another thing. The people that are at the game, they got bags on their heads. I mean, it's deplorable. The ones that don't have bags on their head, they look like they haven't seen the sun in 15 years. I mean, they're all icebox looking pasty white, and they just look miserable, like they have no life and that they are suffering living there. And I have friends that live there that love it. They love Detroit. They love it. Honestly, like, I love you, and God bless you for living there in Michigan. You're tough people. You put up with all that snow and ice, and you've suffered through Michigan football all these years, and Ohio State just having sex with you. So God bless you for what you've been through, but you cannot ever be happy, truly happy, ever, living in Detroit. I mean, that's just it. I'm done being nice. If you don't like it, kiss my ass. I mean, honestly, being in Detroit has to suck. They're showing Young Thug. Is that his name? The rapper who's got the number one rap album in the country right now. He's at the Falcon game, sitting in the seats high up in the air, trying to be left alone by people. And apparently, he must be enjoying the Falcons as much as everyone else. I mean, they are awful. Honestly, like, even when they win, they're 4-5, right? Even when they win, they still don't matter. They win. Remember, like, they've had three last-second wins with their field goal kicker? Even then, they don't matter. They have to use the kicker is the only one that gets it done for them. Ryan never gets it done. You saw Picky through before. I mean, sickening. He looks terrible. He rolled his ankle tonight. I thought he got his toe smashed is what happened. I never saw his ankle roll. They're saying it's an ankle. I think it's his toe. I think he broke his toe tonight. He got his toe crushed. I mean, when he reached down, it was his toe. Anyway, so what does it matter? Now the Patriots are carving them up and going right down through them. They're in the 25-yard line of the Falcons. And if they score here, that's it. Game over and cover over. Because right now the cover is still tenuous at best. Like, you know, if they scored and went for two and had eight, they'd have the cover. Yeah. Right? So I need a score. I mean, this game, all that's left for this miserable, boring game tonight, Carver High, is the number. It's all about the number. Now, this is what the NFL is about. I wouldn't watch this game if you paid me. It's so boring. But I got money on it, so I got to watch it, and I got to see it end, and I got to have them score.
Yeah, the cover is still very much in doubt. All it's take, any kind of score here from the Patriots, really, you would think is going to be good. I mean, even if it's 16, I know that that's still two possessions, but now you're talking two-point conversions. All I mean, Atlanta's gotten down the field three times tonight. They missed a field goal. They missed the fourth down play, the fourth and one with the run, and then the other time he just threw the pick. So I just don't see them scoring any points tonight. I just don't see it happening at this point.
But is that not incredible to you that they played in Dallas last week and got beat 43-3? And then they go on national television tonight and they're being shut out? Does that not stun you at all that, like, there's something wrong with that team?
Right, especially since the week before that, they scored like 30 points against the Saints in New Orleans and beat them, which is
and had to come
bizarre.
Back to do it.
Yeah.
They sack him here on third. Do you remember they threw the bomb to Patterson that got him back in the game?
Yeah, the one where he tiptoed on the sideline. The tiptoe on the sideline by him.
So he
this is
going to
be a 52-yarder to make it 16.
Because of the sack.
Yeah.
I mean, that made it a long field goal.
But this is the deal. Like, he misses this, and suddenly the cover is still very much alive. The back door is still open if he misses this field goal.
Yeah. And I feel like a disastrous, you know, if he misses this, I just disastrous right around the corner doing push-ups for bettors. I don't think the Falcons are going to win the game. It's good.
It's good.
He barely made it. He's an old dude, right, isn't he?
Yeah, Folk. Folk hero.
But he made that. It would have gone another 3 yards.
He made that clean. He had it by a couple.
So I'm just saying, like, Atlanta, I mean, you know, if you ask me, you can write them off tonight. They're done. You're 3-5. Your quarterback's banged up. I mean, how frustrating for Matt Ryan. Let's face facts. You've seen him. You've seen him playing tonight. You see him on the sideline, sitting on the bench. You see him injured. You see trainers working on him. You see his face. It's written all over his face that he's miserable, that he is miserable there now. Ever since that Super Bowl, it is all – he doesn't have any – his dog won't even let him walk him around the neighborhood. I mean, no one likes him anymore. You can see it. It's all over his face. And the fans, like, all I'm seeing tonight on social media is the fans are fed up with the Falcons. Now, just, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, I was hearing how great a coach Arthur Smith is. And now, 3 or 4 weeks later, people are going, what is happening to Arthur Smith's Falcons, you know? And they just hired the guy, so he's not going anywhere. I mean, nowadays, at least they give you a couple of years before they do you. They sign you for 5, but, you know, 2 years in, you could be toast. Money is nothing in the NFL. They just pretend like it is. When they got to pay, you know, a guy out his contract, they got to give him a golden parachute, whatever, to get out. They'll do it. Speaking of golden parachutes, how about the golden shower that was acquired by the girl in the heavy metal band at the concert?
Whoa. Yeah. Interesting situation there. The golden shower that happened. Wow.
Golden
Where
arches.
Was that? Where was that anyway? Where did that happen?
I don't know.
That's got to be somewhere. I know that the, that's got to be somewhere
band,
in Europe.
No,
somewhere
I, in the Europe. Band was the band is from Miami.
Oh, okay.
And it put her on the map. Like, no one's ever heard of her. No one ever will. Oh. I don't know her name now. I don't care. I know that she was on the face of everything. Her face was all over national media the day after that she had, you know, golden arched some fan at a festival, at a rock festival. She just walked right out the end of the stage and just golden arches. She just did, she's right on some guy's face. Some poor schmo just got absolutely, you know, Manny Pacquiao'd. You know, didn't Manny used to drink his action to get ready for fights?
He sure did.
He used to go to the bathroom in a bottle and drink it, and it made him stronger, meaner, leaner. She was just trying to provide that same service to the fan at the heavy metal concert, at the rock festival. Golden Parachute, man. That would just ruin my life. I would just have none of that. I don't care. I told you what I would have done to her. She was coming off that stage. If she does that to me, I don't care about anything. I told you I'll be on the front page of the paper in handcuffs with a big flashbulb picture of me looking like, you know, Ted Bundy. I'm talking about, like, it's just not happening on my watch. I don't care what band, what instrument, how popular, you're famous, platinum albums. I don't care who you are. I go to a concert, you go and shower me, you're going down. You're going down hard. That big old fro she had going, she had like this gigantic hairdo, like rock and roll hairdo. That would have been gone too. I would have pulled that right out of her scalp. Just giving her the whole Jimmy action. I would have had her just slam right on the ground. I don't care. Boom. Think whatever you want. I'm a horrible person. I am a horrible person. So you do that to me, I'm going to show you how horrible I am. I told you, Carver High, championship game, guys up 10, giving me a look and laughing at me. I just tripped him 100 miles an hour, smacked his entire face, his mouth, all of his teeth on the hardwood floor, bleeding, gushing blood, smashed his nose in. I just looked at him. I said, you had it coming, bro. I broke a guy's ankle once in a game, and he's in the ground just writhing in pain, screaming in agony. Call the ambulance! They're yelling. So somebody ran and called the ambulance. Guy's on the ground. He was big, too. I mean, 6'4", 230, and he was a problem for everyone in the middle. I eliminated the problem. I broke his ankle. And his foot turned sideways all the way to the wrong side. And so when he was lying on the ground screaming and writhing in pain, I walked up to him right before, and everybody was like, oh, man, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. And I go, I'll pick six Hizzy right now, ball game. Oh, no, they're going to send us out of bounds. So anyway, I leaned down to the guy as he's laying on the ground, writhing in pain, and I said, I think it's broke. That was all I said to him. And that was it. Like, he wanted me dead. I mean, he wanted me dead. This guy wanted me dead. He's like, but he couldn't move. I was like, what are you going to do to me? You can't even walk. See ya. And then I go, when they scraped him up off the ground and put him in the ambulance, I was standing at the door when they put him in the ambulance, and we were already up like 15. I go, with him out of the game, the game was over. So he was getting in the ambulance. They put him in there. He's laying in the ambulance bed, looking out the back end of the ambulance. And I go, we're going to win by 30. Never talked to the guy again as long as I live. He never came back. He never played again. That's what I'm going to do to that chick that does the golden shower on me at the rock festival. I think your scalp's missing, but look, you guys sounded great tonight. And I'd step on her face on the ground with my giant Doc Martin boot that I'd wear to the rock concert. Carver High, are you not going to admit what you would do to someone that did that to you? Some chick does that to you? Some chick in a heavy metal band does that to you? I don't care if you are a 6'9", 300-pound gargantuan. I'd do it to you, too. I'd take a glass and smash your face in with it and pull your eyeball out of your head. What would you do, Carver High? Just admit it for once. Admit what you would do. Like, oh, this be nice to chick stuff. I'm not having it. You do that to me. You're not a chick. You're not a dude. You're the problem. I am the problem.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a situation where all bets are off. I mean, there's no holds barred at that point. You want to go and drop right there on the crowd. I mean, that's just embarrassing. All bets are off.
All bets are off. I can't even fathom. Like, they got to interview the guy. He's got to be interviewed. It's become such a national story and phenomena. They got to get the guy to, you know, be like, what happened? Like, I was standing there minding my own business. I was having a great time at the show. I was on ecstasy. Next thing I know, I'm getting just absolutely whacked with the golden earring. I mean, what is happening here? That's a great call by me right there with the golden earring reference. You got to admit, Carver High, that was fresh right there. I mean, like, right out of left field. I mean, that was just fantastic plug for golden earring. I mean, I wonder whatever happened to him. I told you the story the other night, right? Didn't I tell you the story? The guy at the bar said, I didn't know Wang Chung worked at the North Shore Tavern. I still am enamored with that one.
That was the place where the guy put his hand on the stone. You know, just
hey, bro, your hand's
on fire, man.
He was so drunk, he didn't know his hand was on fire.
Honestly,
I mean, you should have seen it. There was steam coming off of it, and he goes, I have no idea how that works. I just know that if you put your hand on a cooking stone, bad things happen. All I saw was smoke coming up, and I'm like, hey, man, your hand's on fire. And then he's like, wow, it is. I was like, what? He's not even reacting to it. Like, what kind of freak are you, bro? 16-0 Patriots with just under 5 minutes to go in the worst primetime game I've seen this year. Mm. You know, it's funny. We had all those great primetime games, Carver High, before early, you know, first half of the season. And what you haven't admitted yet is that you realize that after this week, there's 6 weeks left in the NFL season.
I know. It's brutal. Absolutely brutal.
And then the playoffs. 6 weeks. Because they're going to, I mean, you know, right after January 3rd, the very next, you know, few days is the playoffs. Terrell on the bench. So the Patriots will be 7-4 when they win this game. They'll have won 5 in a row and 6 of 7. Carver High is livid over it because he's a Bills fan and he hates the Patriots more than anything on earth. And you got two big games with them coming up, and I think you think the one in Buffalo is the one you're licking your chops for.
Well, that's the first one that they're going to get. I think it's either the first or second Monday in December. The Patriots come to Buffalo on a Monday night game. And look, that's there's a part of me that doesn't mind that the Patriots are good, because I do believe the Bills are better than them, and it'll be even sweeter when they do beat their ass. So that's, you know, when they were bad like last year, like the Bills were whooping it up on them in Foxborough last year, and it was almost sad. Like, these guys, you know, oh, who cares? We're not good anymore. Sure, now you beat us. All right, you guys want to get all pumped up about the Pats? Hope the Bills stick it up their rear end this year now. Let's go. Let's go.
And you think they will, that they'll beat them badly in Buffalo?
I think that in Buffalo they'll beat them by 10-plus points.
Because this is a different football team than last year.
It certainly is. I don't disagree with that.
And they played them in Buffalo down to the 10-yard line and fumbled the ball. Cam fumbled. So, I mean, they gave him a game. And this is, I think, without a doubt, I have no, I'm completely objective. I have no bones on either side. I'm telling you that this team plays defense and they run the ball. And this kid can play football, Mac Jones. Whether you believe it or not, he can play. So, I think the games are going to be great. That's why I talked about it with Jim McBride today at the Boston Globe. I think those Bills-Pats games are going to decide everything in the East, obviously. It's Pharrell on the bench.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.